Hello.
Break your cards. This is Kyle.
Kyle, this is Leanne with the Concrete Company.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Leanne?
I'm good. I was calling to find it. Was there, did you guys need anything else from me, or is everything good? Or I mean.
Oh no, yeah, your files all submitted and good to go.
Okay.
We just been having a little downtime today since it is a federal holiday,
oh,
you know.
Sure.
So
yeah.
A lot of you know, our process has been slowed up here. But your files submitted. Our underwriters are reviewing it. Credit's going through everything.
Okay.
So we should. We're just waiting to hear back from now. We're just playing the waiting game.
Okay. You know, that's fine. And that girl who called me, I can't think of what her name was last night. The one that called me when I was we were running around.
Yes, that was Jaw.
What was her name?
It's Jaw, like jawbone. You know, like.
Oh, JW. Oh, okay. Okay, I couldn't understand the voicemail. Okay. Well, she was telling me, like, I didn't really, I guess, understand the whole thing about these two different kinds of loans. I mean, you explained to me the one about the equipment, but we didn't really get into the other kind.
Yes, definitely. So what we're doing here right now, before you go any further, we are just checking on the equipment before we do anything else. So that's the only program we did submit you for. But go ahead, ask what you were going for.
Well, she was kind of explaining how that kind of loan worked. And I'm like, oh, we've never, you know, gotten a loan like that in my ever. So I never knew how those kind of loans work. And she was just telling me about the different, you know, payment options, about paying it daily, which that sounds insane to me, but I guess that's something that people do. And
You
know,
but
what I was kind of wondering more than anything, if we even wanted to even submit it, if you can kind of tell me some kind of interest rates on it, because if it's something crazy, I won't even bother even doing that. Work on the paperwork.
Okay. Actually, what we were gonna plan on doing was making sure we could get you approved for the equipment, and then we're gonna, you know, if everything looked good on that, if you signed on the equipment, we would definitely try the capital. But since the capital is unsecured, that's why it's set up on the daily payment type plan, just so you know, we can get, instead of being set like once a month and a big payment, we try to break it down over daily. That way, since it is unsecured and there's a lot of risk involved, we're actually able to still try to get a little bit of revenue at a time, you know, and make it paid off all at once. But the rates on that program, really hard to give you an exact idea to
just
beginning.
I'm just curious because in the past, whenever we get letters all the time, and the interest rates are crazy. I'm like, I've never even, I told her the only reason that I called you back was because you had mentioned that about the GE Capital stuff that we hadn't used before. That was the only reason, because usually those other, I never even called you back. I ripped the letters up. I don't even, because had to finance anything, so it never was an issue.
We will get you set up on the equipment. That one will probably be no problem at all, especially with you guys have decent credits, so good to go on that. But even if we were to go with the capital program, I've actually found a way to, if you're still interested in getting that money, and you were approved for a daily, we've actually been able to restructure the payment plan so where it would be a daily payment, but up front, your first month, you'd have to make a little bit of a little bit up front. But what we could do is we can set you up to where you prepay ahead of time, so you you call and set up to where you will be paying as like one payment monthly, and all together like that. But so we kind of just reschedule it, so we can work around the daily if that's something that you really have problems with.
It wasn't the way that's a problem. I just I didn't know how it worked. And then it automatically withdraw from your account, which is perfectly fine because that's how almost every bill we have is now. And I much prefer that rather than writing the side. That's too much for me to keep up with. So, you know, we have everything on ACH, you know. I'm just trying to just wrap my brain around this. I didn't know this kind of stuff even existed in the world. So, if we did like $16,000 for those tough sheds, that the amount used for over, I think it was 5 years, that would be about $265 or something. It was less than $300 a month for just that. So I'm going to assume that if we do 20 for the other part of it, if that works and everything, that the payment could be maybe close to $400. I don't even know. But you know, if it's the same terms, if it's 5 years or it's different, I'm trying to get some feel for how that all works. Just so I just know.
Okay, yeah, then just to give you a good rundown, then typically the way it works, it's a shorter term program, so anywhere from 3 months to 2 years at most, just because...
That's what I needed to know. Okay, perfect, okay.
Yeah, because it is a you know, unsecured loan. So you are not tied to it anyhow. Like, you don't have to put your house, your land, any equipment. Basically, we deposit that 20 or so K into your account, and you can really use it however you see you want. Like, however you want. You can go to Vegas and, you know, bet it all in black or something. But
we don't do so. We don't never have a vacation, so we just our property. So yeah, that's our goal.
I understand that, and that's you know, that helps a bunch that you're able to tell us that, because then when we're looking at the risk, we see that it's actually being used to put back into the business, so it doesn't seem as risky. But on the newer, since you are a newer customer with us, we really focus on the relationship. So the first time around, customers typically qualify for the daily or weekly payments.
Okay.
Just like I said, it's unsecured, and we don't have any history with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So once we do establish the relationship, and say we did take you maybe on a 6-month term for that cash.
We wouldn't do it. I mean, we have to be that too.
Oh, no.
I want to make sure that it's, yeah, but anyway, yeah.
No, yeah, this is just a hypothetical.
Okay.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, you would be eligible for more cash at better rates, longer terms, halfway through. So, you basically be able to get a better program unlocked after you come back. So once you're a returning customer, that's really when the benefits and of the better program start to come out.
Yeah. Okay.
Typically. So that's kind of the gist of that. Any other questions?
Well, I still want to know. So can you say everything? If I, you know, had 10 loans with you and everything was great, and you could do the 2 years and at the $20,000. Well, I'm just wondering what the interest rate for someone like that, hypothetical, would be. Interest rate and maybe and the longest term and payment. I just want to know.
Okay, so looking at about $20,000. Let me do a little math here real quick. So on a 2-year term, that's our longest option. We do also have 3-year terms, but those are kind of like, you know, when you see the Mercedes commercials on TV that says you can have this car for $300 a month.
Oh, sure.
There's only a certain amount of people that qualify for that, you know, very rare.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like that. But once you do come back, it's really a lot easier. Let's see here. And then also, our equipment program is different than the capital, so we don't have
an APR. Right, you said that, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so typically it's a fixed payback. So you borrow the $20K, and usually you're paying back anywhere from maybe 10 cents on the dollar at best, very, very best case scenario, to 30 cents on the dollar.
Oh, okay, we're not going to do that then, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, but
I kind of had a feeling because, like, you know, other things we've gotten, like, oh, you're approved for $250,000 to sign the dotted line, and when I looked at them, they're like, oh, 39% interest. I'm like, oh, because this other stuff, we don't have to do it. We would just like to.
The sheds are
very important to get that, without a doubt. We definitely want to do that. I mean, for sure, because all the terms that you quoted for and the payment for terms are good. But this other stuff is not a have to thing. It's we would like to do it, and if the rates, if it's not what we want, then we will just do it over time over the next, you know, year or two. Well, just, you know, because we usually just don't ever finance anything except a piece of equipment. We've never done a loan like that ever because we didn't have to.
No, yeah, and that's why we're starting with the equipment for you, for sure. Because, yeah, like Job mentioned to you, our equipment program is great. So, like monthly payments, longer terms, it's just we really like to make sure our customers are on that when they are purchasing equipment. That's why I wanted to differentiate the two at first. We will hopefully beginning early next week have you what you qualify for here. And then if you want to take a look at the capital from there, we can always decide what you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, because we would like to know about the tough shed thing as soon as we can, because they're backlogged already with, you know, orders. They said that we can get the order to them, you know, I think they forgot about the holiday too, but at least by Monday, that they could go ahead and get us down like a delivery date and a production date and all that kind of stuff so we can get it before wintertime is, you know.
No, yeah, and I did put that in the file too, so it kind of just got a hiccup since today's the halt, Veterans Day and all. But they are working on that, so I don't think it should take much longer than maybe Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okie dokie, well, that sounds great. I'll just look forward to hearing back from you then.
Yeah, I will give you a call Monday, regardless, maybe around 10 a.m. your time, just to let you know where we're standing.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, you enjoy your weekend as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.